What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the All Around Mind podcast. I am your host, Andrew Melendez. And like always, I hope you're having a great day and that everything in your life is going great. Also, I want to say I'm proud of you for getting through the hardships that you dealt with, and you probably dealt with them alone. And I just want to remind you that you're stronger than you think. So just keep believing in yourself like always. But besides that, guys, let's just jump into this episode. All right, guys, today I want to discuss ways on how to deal with your anxiety in natural ways and in artificial ways. And this is something we all deal with, like we all go through. We're all anxious about something. And if the information that helped suppress my anxiety, then I'm damn sure going to share the information with y'all because it helped me. Like, why wouldn't I share the information that helped me? Be kind of selfish, I mean, right? Come on now, get out of here. But if we don't learn how to find loopholes in our anxiety, then anxiety alone can limit our true potential by holding us back. You know, it can hold us back by going, you know, not wanting to go to like social gatherings, you know, meet new people, go to new places, try new food or like anything, you know. And I don't want that for y'all. I want everyone to conquer anxiety, and I want you to live your life to the fullest. Be comfortable being uncomfortable and to gain the ability to not listen to that little voice in your head saying that you can't do something. But first things first, for every little problem, every little issue that has come up in this world, we must find the source of our problem. So we got to find, we have to find the source of our anxiety. And that could be meeting new people, going to a new place where you don't know anyone, going to the store alone, going to get gas alone, talking in front of people in class, and all that comes from the fear of like judgment, fear of other people's opinions about you, worrying too much about being perfect. And sometimes we set the bar too high for ourselves, then like we know we can't reach that bar. We set ourselves up for like disappointment in a way, and we can't do that. But once we identify the source of what makes us break down, crumble, and limit our abilities, then we can figure out little steps to get over those fears. But once we identify the source of what makes us break down, crumble, and limit our abilities, then we can figure out the little steps to get over those fears that we hold in our heads. And those fears that we hold in our mind are simply just illusions of what doesn't exist in reality. They exist in our mind, but it hasn't even happened yet. It's a false reality that you are tuned into when you overthink things or fear a certain outcome. So for example, if you get real anxious about talking in front of class, you know, like everyone does that, bro. Everyone. I hate public speaking, bro. I hate it. Literally the worst thing ever. But if that's what gets you anxious, you know, really makes you break down, then the little steps you can take to conquer that fear is to start off by making a friend in that class. You know, just one friend, start off small. Then once you have that, you can be like less tense. Once you have a friend, someone you're comfortable with, it makes the whole time in that classroom like a little bit better, more comfortable. You know, you're in your A game. Then once you do that and have that like routine, you know, you have a good connection with that friend, then you can start to ask questions and find ways to engage with the lecture. You know, get used to expressing your thoughts to the professor and your classmates. And once you have that down in a routine and you're known as that person that is always talking in class, then you know you're pretty much done. Like, you pretty much got over that fear. You know, if you talk and engage in class like 4 times a week, like every time you go, like you're going to get over it. Over time, you're going to get over it because you made it a habit. And that's how simple it is. Or like, it's easier said than done, don't get me wrong. But the process is very easy once you put it into little steps. You know, if you put into steps like, all right, make a friend, you know, get a good connection with that friend, then like slowly start asking questions in class. Then after that, like, just keep asking questions and engaging, and then that's it. You got over that fear. All things must have a plan in order to achieve the outcome you desire. And there's a saying that I really like. It is a person who doesn't plan writes out the plan to fail. And that is so true. That's very true. Because if you don't know where you're going, you don't know what you're going after, then you're literally just going through the motions. Like, what are you doing, you know? And it's crazy. Because that, like, once I understood that you really do have to have a plan to achieve anything or to fix any little habit, establish new habits, once you know that you do have to have little steps, You can do anything. Okay, also, another great way to make your anxiety seem smaller is to take your anxiety to Jesus. You know, take it to God. And then I know I'm not a preacher or a pastor, but I'm telling you guys, a good relationship with our Creator makes every problem seem so small. And I can't express that enough. I really can't. And I don't know if you believe in God or if you practice in a like another religion like Buddha or you're Jewish. I don't know. But like I'm just saying, like a good foundation relationship with God is the first step to figuring out problems and getting through any hardships. Like it's what helped me, and I'm pretty sure a bunch of other people can tell you the same thing. You know, they went to God, they have a good relationship with God. And all right, now I'm going to talk about some other ways to calm your anxiety and be at more peace, okay? And I would recommend meditating. And if you haven't done it, or if you're probably those people who make fun of meditating, I recommend you do it because it is insane. It really does help you. And meditating just helps you clear out bad thoughts, and putting good thoughts helps you sort out what's good, what's bad. It helps you focus on only the good or only the bad if you want to, but it helps you focus. I don't know. It just like, I don't know. It's weird. I can't put it in words, but like you basically upgrade your focus skill. It makes you better at focusing. So, and also like, it just makes you feel better. Like you just feel more clear headed and more precise with your words, more precise with your decisions. You're more, conscious of like what you're doing. You know, you feel like you have more control of what you're doing throughout that whole day. Also, stretching regularly also helps out a lot. Like when I stretch, I feel less tense, I feel more relaxed, I feel more loose. You know, I feel like I can go run some routes 7-on-7 or something. But no, it's crazy. Like just stretch, like warm up a little bit, do some jumping jacks, push-ups, whatever, and just do a little stretch. You know, get that muscle, you know, tenseness out of there, because once your body is tense, your mind is tense, because your body and mind are connected. So if you're feeling tense, you know, you're probably feeling tense and uneasy with your decisions and what you say and what you want to do. So another one is I would recommend taking vitamins. Eat healthier, drink more water, eat more fruit and less fast food, because you feel as good as the food you eat. Like yes, the burger tastes good, but is it actually good for your body? 99% no. But the vegetables and all that healthy stuff doesn't taste that good, but is it good for your body? You're damn right it's good. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really good for you if you eat like the stuff that's not as good. It's weird, like seeking a negative generates a positive. So, but the better your body feels due to eating healthy food, the better your mind will be, because like I said, body and mind are connected. Also, I would recommend the supplement ashwagandha. And no, this is not a sponsorship. I'm not up there yet with the big time podcast, but it's this natural herb from India and it's called ashwagandha. I'm gonna say it again, ashwagandha. Hopefully I'm saying it right. But it's a supplement that helps you relax, restore and unwind. And it just puts you in an easygoing mindset. But the whole, like a little bit of science of this behind it is it helps you maintain a normal level of cortisol. I don't even know how to say it, but it helps you handle and deal with stress better chemically and naturally. And there's a lot of science behind it, but I'm really not going to go into that. My major isn't about studying the brain or chemical and all that sciencey science stuff. So I'm going to stay away from that. But if you want to check out this ashwagandha supplement, the brand I use as of right now is called Goli, G-O-L-I. And I know their products are really good. A lot of like 5-star, 4-star ratings and a lot of good reviews. So I've been using it and I've been doing good. Like I just feel better minded. You know, I feel clear, you know, clear headed. You know, I'm more aware of, you know, my thoughts and I'm not really stressed out as much. Like even though I do go work out to like relieve my stress, but like my workout is better because I'm not like already stressed out going into it, you know. Overall, it's just a good supplement. Like it's a natural ancient herb from India, and we all know them Indians, man, they really smart. So I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing. So I would recommend it, really do. But that is all I have for you today. Go ahead, let me redo that. But that is all I have for you today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did not... Okay, wait, hold up. But that is all I have for you today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then don't be shy to share this episode on your Instagram, your Snapchat, your Twitter, anyone that you feel might need this. You know, it helps me grow and get this information out there. And my goal, personally, is to help someone each and every day in some way. And if you can help someone by sharing this episode, then I appreciate you, and I really do thank you. But I love you guys, and make it your mission to do what you love and to make others happy along the way. I'll see you on the next episode, guys.